Hey!
Hello!
Hello, welcome to number 4 of Wrinkled Sheets.
You're like counting.
Well, when you...
Does that mean you're not having fun?
No, it means I'm having fun. It means we skipped a week. That's what it means.
What happened?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. What happened?
I don't know. We're pretty busy people this time of year.
Right. But are we really that busy that we need to skip doing our show?
Are you reprimanding me?
No, I'm just asking. I'm asking the question. Are we really that busy? The dogs are noisy.
They are.
But are we that busy?
I guess not.
Podcat jumped up all of a sudden.
Pooh Bear.
I felt a little bit of nails in my crotch. The back leg still has...
Okay, Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a one-way ticket
to the floor.
Yeah.
And there you go. You're down.
Wow. Maybe they're barking because my shoes arrived. That would be awesome.
Did you get shoes?
I ordered some new shoes.
From?
JustFab.com.
Isn't that Kardashian's website? Or?
No, that Kimora.
Oh, Cremora.
I don't know.
Whatever. Right. Russell Simmons' ex.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's her website. It was 2 pairs for $50. You really couldn't go wrong.
Isn't that one of those you have to subscribe to shoes?
Yeah, every month I have to remember to skip the month. Or they take money out of my account for a new pair of shoes, even though I don't want a new pair of shoes.
If they take the money out, do they send you a pair of shoes?
Yeah, you can go in and pick another pair of shoes.
But the money's going to be automatically gone.
Yes. I learned that the second month. After I bought my first pair of shoes, the second month, I'm like, what? What happened? Why are they taking money out of my account?
And then so I had a credit. Member of the Shoe of the Month Club.
I guess I am. Does that mean I have a problem?
How much is this? $40 a month?
No, it's $39.95.
That's $40.
When I started, it was $29.95.
So
it's gone up.
It's gone up. Like
but
the
all
HOA.
I have to do is hit skip the month. And I have a timer on my calendar that reminds me to skip
what you
my
sit
month.
Under the iPhone so it goes, cancel your shoes, cancel your shoes.
That would be hard to ignore.
It would, wouldn't it?
I've not missed a month to cancel. I think I just jinxed myself. Here I go. I'm going to get new pairs of shoes.
That's okay. You deserve new shoes.
Thanks, babe.
You have no place to put them. But
no, I do. You know, a couple weeks ago, I transferred my winter clothes into the closet.
And that was quite the trip. You
have okay.
Like 6-7 tubs, not just clothes. You've got tubs of winter clothes. Why? Because you freeze in the summertime.
I like my winter clothes. I like to keep warm. But the problem is that all of the closets in the house are packed full of your stuff. Your stuff. So I have to, like,
I like the way you said stuff. Like, you wanted to use the word shit.
No, that was not even in my brain. But, so I have to, like, compartmentalize my clothes to warm and cold weather clothes. Because you have taken up all the closets.
Oh, it's all my fault.
Yep.
Huh.
What? I'm being
Are
honest.
You saying I'm the clothes whore in this relationship?
Yeah, you have clothes from a while back that you haven't gotten rid of, which is fine because they've come back around a couple times. I'm just kidding.
A couple times. Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just joking. Joking. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. And you keep pants that you can't wear anymore.
On both sides of
I
the
know.
Scale.
The
I
big
have
pants
ones that are too small
and the little pants.
We were talking, my friend and I, Trevor, and I were talking today about the fact that I found that one pair of 38 waist pants and thought, I am never,
ever,
ever. I'm ever. Not even going to keep these in case because I will never, ever freaking wear 38 waist pants again.
Are you quoting Taylor?
Ever, 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 never, ever wearing 38 pants again. Ever.
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 She's doing something.
Should we get
new?
The dog? Because that's annoying the hell out of me.
That would be great.
Huh?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
What's going on with Taylor? Something's going on with Taylor. Didn't I read something where... Is she dating someone new?
She is?
I don't know.
All right, I got the dogs down here. They're annoying the cat, so we may hear that during the show.
World War III. Mm-hmm. Dear so, Lord.
Oh, there it is. Podcat.
Let's just ignore it.
Knock it off,
until
dogs.
Someone dies.
Okay. So what were you saying about Taylor Swift?
I don't remember. I had a rough day. My brain's a little on edge.
Is that why you're having a triple?
I'm not having a triple.
That is the most Malibu I've ever seen. The It's clear halfway up the glass. Not. You haven't even stirred the Coke yet. Look at that. That's like coma with ice.
I'll be asleep in an hour. Forget holiday decorating.
Are you going to be so tired you burp on me?
Stop it. Inappropriate discussion. We have areas that we don't tread into.
Like what? You burping on me?
I was exhausted, and I think I lost control of my...
Oh, my God. Did you lose control?
I don't eat a foot-long Subway sandwich and then cuddle up with your boyfriend and drink a big old carbonated beverage and expect... oh, my God.
Actually, like, fumes.
There were fumes.
Like, you could actually see, like...
You're kind of mean to me sometimes.
I'm teasing you, but it...
I know, I know. It smelled like a six-inch... No, it smelled like a foot-long...
Oh, listen.
Meatball stub. No, we're not going to...
No, it did. It was one of those that...
You could taste what I tasted.
It was like...
It was embarrassing. It was... And I was so tired that I forgot all about it until this morning when you're like, hey, burp girl. And I'm like, crap. And
She's a burpy girl in her burpy world.
I was completely...
She's a burpy girl.
It's not like I was drinking. I was just that tired.
Oh, my God. You should have seen the look on your face.
I was crying out of embarrassment.
Were you really? I thought you were crying out of laughter.
No, I was crying out of embarrassment. I was, like, horrified.
Because I even asked if that really was the right end that came out of.
No, you're the only one that's tooted in our relationship.
That was merely by accident.
But it happened.
I don't
just
know.
Like my burp. It's not like I sat there and pushed like.
I'm wondering.
Are you kidding me?
I think that's why
me?
You were laughing so hard you were crying. It's like you had planned, like, come over here and cuddle up to me.
I'm one of those people.
Because I can't tell if you're crying or doing the Betty Rubble laugh.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not. I'm worried about Pooh Bear.
She'll be fine.
Podcat's all pissed
I'm
off.
Worried about Moon Pie.
I am too if that cat comes out of her little cat house over there.
I'm one of those people that I giggle when I'm nervous, like embarrassed. Yeah, it's ugh.
What?
I don't want to think about it. It was gross. You know, chocolate, sex, and laughter are all keys to a healthy brain. That's from Sex Facts of Life on Twitter.
Six Facts of Life. Six Facts of Life. You take
Did
the
you
good,
see,
take the bad.
Is Blair still on the Survivor?
Yeah, apparently she's doing
Crazy.
All right. She looks a little rough, but that could just be the show.
You're on Survivor Island.
But
yeah.
She looks a little rough, though.
No, but don't you remember when it was first getting ready to start in the promo? She looked good. Like, I was like, she's had some work. Cause
then
she
what
doesn't.
Happened?
They put you on an island with no, like, means to primp.
Speaking of stars that aren't looking good. You hear about Lindsay Lohan today?
And the vodka.
2 quarts of vodka a day. And the IRS seized all of her stuff today. Did
oh,
you hear
I didn't
about that?
Hear that, no.
So she's... Liz and Dick sucked. Mm-hmm. The movie, I guess. That didn't come out right. The IRS seized all of her assets and bank accounts. She's drinking like a Kennedy. Let's put her on the death pool. What do you say?
That's horrible, though.
I know, but... Nobody's doing anything. How many times can they slap her on the hand and let her go and put her turned loose and car wreck and they get back out? Now you're drinking, get back out.
Is someone paying off the judge or something?
I don't know. That's supposed to have, like, smacked a gypsy.
Yeah.
And
she called the person a gypsy. I think that's what made the person come after her, and then she.
But she really, the person
him.
Really is a gypsy. But they like to be called travelers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. You did. Didn't know that? The travelers?
No, I am not in tune with that.
Do you know about the gypsy world?
Nope.
There's a whole bunch of them that live in, like, outside of Columbia, Missouri. I don't know if about
really?
Here. Yeah. Yeah. And they, like, all have the same last name, and they all have... It's a very weird little...
In Missouri?
Columbia...
Missouri.
South Carolina, sorry.
Oh, I was like, there's Columbia, Missouri. That's where MU is. Huh.
Moo.
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 Moo. A lot of girls go there. Moo.
Wow.
What? I just... I just say stuff that pops in my head. I really don't have a good filter.
And it's funny. It's good. What did they say this weekend? You kill it every time.
What's it like?
Killing it every time. That didn't help his ego.
Did
I have to live with this ego.
You know how she deflates my ego? Come here, cuddle. How's that, ego maniac?
How's your working out going?
Shut up.
Yeah. I burned 1,000 calories on the elliptical today. 1,000.
I think you released 1,500 in the air last night.
You're so mean. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could take the other pill tonight.
Oh, wow. I've been trying to come down here and work out more, but I hadn't been. Now that I'm doing the show over at TRadioV.com, I'm not down here in the weight room as often. The weight room studio basement.
Put your phone down for a bit, and I bet you'll find more time in your life.
Are you chastising me for trying to make connections in the social media to work the crowd to make sure
texting
they...
Texting your boyfriend Jeremy does not count as working
you know
social
what's really
media.
Sad is Jeremy has made it onto like every one of our podcasts at some point.
Crap!
Without ever being...
See, that's a sign. He's a problem.
He is a problem.
He is. He doesn't listen to this podcast.
This one he does.
No, he doesn't.
I think so. Because he likes to make fun of it. And especially if he hears how you, like, mouth farted, he's going to be all about.
You're mean. I can't believe you just used that term.
What, mouth farted?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just made that up.
I know.
Should I edit it out?
No. Moonpa's looking at the perky jerky.
I know.
He's trying to hop up in there.
We should give some of that away at some point.
Yes, we should.
You can do it on here if we want to. So, you know, if anybody's made it this far into the podcast.
Yeah. Contact Steve.
Contact me. Write me at on either this or Facebook or on the page. And we'll talk about getting you some perky jerky.
Yeah.
It's the action-packed snack.
They're saying we might get some snow.
Here in
Colorado, I know.
It's December and we don't have snow.
Know.
It was like 70 degrees today.
I had a horrible dream the other night that spring came around and we hadn't gotten any snow. And you were mad.
Yeah. Who was it that just it was an ad? Oh, your friend Ashley, your partner on the other podcast.
Yes, she went to Aspen.
And they had like one.
And they were going to go snowshoeing, but there was no snow to shoe.
And they had one run open. That's not good for one of the major, massive international
skis. Yeah, because that's where like all the celebrities go for their holiday. Mariah Carey's going to have to find something else to sled down.
You would think Aspen would have as much snowmaking possibilities as like even Copper Mountain starts. They start making snow like October.
Yep.
But I don't know if they how many runs they keep open. I'm not really a skier. Isn't that sad that we live in Colorado?
I thought you were a skier.
I was at one point. I had all the
and this year
clothes
you're like,
and skis.
Are we going to go like I'm preventing you from going?
Well, you have been preventing me from going. Every time
have
I
you
think,
ever said, hey, do you want to go skiing next weekend?
Well,
and I said no.
That's because you're always working. Every time I turn around, I'm getting a thing on my...
Really?
Mark out Grizzly. I'm working at the Grizzly Rock this weekend.
And that's usually a Friday night. But if you look at our calendar, because we share a calendar on our iPhone, because... He never remembers what his schedule is, so I have to be his receptionist.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wow. Not okay.
Shh.
Yeah, Butterfly does not like that.
Shh. Butterfly.
You're the one that's like going to be gone every weekend of 2013.
One of us has to make a living.
Bologna and cheese. I work 40 hours a week plus a part-time job.
Like I said, what...
I know, and now you're going to go gallivant in Vegas, and I'm sure you'll get your ones out, and play
My
with the strippers,
out.
And I'll what? Be here taking care of the dogs. I'm a glorified dog sitter. Damn.
That's sad to think like that.
I'm just joking.
We should get you a real job.
You know, I'm sitting there today at my desk, working hard, working very hard, because right now I'm in the thick of things, and... I have your show on, and I look over, and I'm like, I'm stressed out of my mind. And I look at you, you're laughing in front of a camera. And I'm just like, really?
Yeah, I've thought about that before.
Yeah.
That you're stuck in a cubicle, stressed out of your mind, and I'm sitting at a little studio and a couple of
friends.
Choking
for a couple hours.
Hey, how's it going?
And then
hey,
a couple hours after the show, you'll like mosey out of the studio. I'm going to grab some coffee and maybe head home. And I'm like...
And you're still...
You're like, it looked nasty tonight. I had no idea because... But when I went to work, it was dark. And when I left work, it was dark.
So
yeah, it looked
so
nasty.
So you don't know what you look like in the morning when you leave?
No, I know what I look like, but I don't know what the skies are like. Anyway, I'm not complaining. I'm very blessed to have a wonderful job with wonderful people that I work with. But...
And what is the name of the company that you work for?
MozTech.
No, because that's not the sign out front. It says a MozTech company underneath it.
That sign is for a different division of MozTech.
Oh, okay.
That is stationed in that office. None of MozTech's customers come there, but that part of MozTech has customers that come there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like the redheaded stepchild in this building.
No. We control them, but, yeah, I don't know. People are going to fall asleep if we start talking about work.
No.
So the Blake Shelton Christmas special's on tonight.
Who is?
Blake Shelton's Christmas special.
Why are we recording this? Well, you ought to be watching Blake Shelton.
I've got the DVR set. I got you covered.
I watched all three episodes last night of Vegas after you fell asleep.
I was so tired. So you went to sleep at like 11?
Midnight. I went to bed at midnight last night.
How was that?
It was very good. It's gotten better. They've worked in more characters, and there's kind of a subplot to it other than gangster cop. You don't really like it that much, though, do you?
It's okay.
But you don't really like it that much.
I would prefer to watch Grey's Anatomy.
I can always tell when we're watching TV that you're not really watching.
And all of a sudden I'm snoring.
Yeah.
I don't snore. I was joking.
You're either on the iPad or the phone and not really watching. Because when you watch a show and you like a show, you kind of watch a show.
I know.
Do you just let me watch your show, pick something?
Yeah.
But then I always watch Grey's Anatomy with you.
You don't
and I
have
watch,
to. You're going to be gone several weekends.
I watch 902.
I'll catch up on all my girly
stuff. No, because you've got me liking it. That's what I'm saying.
But you're leaving.
I like the shows that you watch. You don't like the shows that I watch.
But I let you. It's not like I'm like, we cannot watch them. We cannot record them. It's not. I can watch it. Like the Vegas one that we watched last night with the dentist.
Uh-huh.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I never thought about making chips out of dental stuff.
I wonder if that has any truth to it at
all. Like back in the day?
Yeah.
Your phone's blowing up. Does Jeremy need you?
No, it's blowing up because I posted a thing about on Facebook. That
about what?
People are liking and not liking.
What did you post?
Would you like for me to read that to you?
I'm asking.
Okay.
What did you post?
Let me call it up. It's blowing
it's
up because now there's been 45 people liking it. All right, here's what I wrote. For Christmas, if you buy your kid a video game and not something they have to go outside to do, you are a bad parent. Christmas Day, the streets should be filled with kids getting exercise with new gizmos, not indoors being a lazy slug. Because isn't it sad to Christmas Day? You look out and the streets are empty. I mean, it used to be you got bicycles and pogo sticks and hula hoops and
you grew up
bows
in Texas.
Huh?
It was warm. You grew up in Texas.
Then why aren't they out there with sleds and skates and, you know, the point is people don't give their kids anything to make them go outside anymore. It's all about...
So people are mad at you?
Yeah.
Because you're judging them as parents?
Yeah. Somebody said you shouldn't call anybody a bad parent.
Well, it is...
And I wrote back, well, are there not bad parents?
You can post whatever you want on Twitter and Facebook.
It's my Facebook.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
I think I agree with you.
There's a lot more I agree. If you start reading the posts, because there's a lot of posts now, a lot more people agree with me than not. And I love when people don't actually understand what I say. you ever read, like...
Do you unfriend them immediately?
I should.
Like,
but
oh,
it's like,
you're kicked off the island.
Yeah, like, I'm not getting them video games. I'm getting them books. Okay, well, that's good, but that's not going outside. The point was make your kid go outside.
So I bought my goddaughter some Christmas gifts today.
To get her a book?
Yeah.
I think books are good. I mean, education is good.
It's a Bible.
That was one of my other things that I put up on Facebook this morning that got people riled up. Did you see where I put that? I wish education was as important and people talked about it and posted about it as much as they do football.
Oh, my gosh. I would like to block every football post on Twitter and Facebook because I don't give a rat's butt about who scores or who's not scoring.
We won. We're the
no, AFC. They post about everything. Like, oh, Mr. Quarterback Man looked right.
That's
their post.
I saw in the third. I knew it was going to happen in the third quarter.
Oh my gosh. This is the worst game ever. I see that every week. How many worst games ever could there be?
How come none of the players say God hates us? You know when they lose? You know what I mean? They always.
Pretty sure that's un-American.
Right, but they always, you know, God, love God, Jesus was on our side. But they go, what happened out there? Nobody goes, God hates us. He made us fumble.
Yeah. That would probably get some hate mail.
But it'd be a little more something to talk about other than the same stuff here. That's why I hate those pregame shows and postgame shows. Because they're almost exactly the same. Here's a pregame football show. So what's going to happen today? Well, we're going to get out there on the field, and we're going to try to move the ball. And if we can move the ball, we will score. And if we can score, we can keep the score moving after the game. What happened? Well, apparently we didn't move the ball. We needed to move the ball, and we couldn't move the ball. So we didn't score like we were supposed to. So,
do you know who Cat Williams is?
Yeah, black guy that got arrested for getting in a fight with his...
Yeah, there's an arrest warrant issued for him. He's accused of hitting a Target employee in Woodland.
That's even new.
Yeah, it just popped up on Twitter.
Because he was arrested yesterday or day before for throwing a cigarette at somebody after a show.
Yeah, this is new. New. Breaking news.
That bastard is crazy.
Do you know him?
No, but I know of him because, you know, it's the comedy world.
Right. I know it's a small little incestuous world.
He's like the little black leprechaun guy.
Well, he's in trouble.
Well, you know, he melted down on stage here, and then he melted down in California, and that's where somebody's suing him because of non-performance. Yeah, that was very recent.
I think I remember you talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just popped up. There's a warrant issued for his arrest. For hitting a Target employee. Shall I click on the link?
Sure.
Wait for it. Oh, he slapped it.
Oh.
Slapped an employee. That's manly. The YOLO County District Attorney. YOLO,
you only live once.
The YOLO County District Attorney's Office has issued an arrest warrant for comedian Cat Williams, who was caught on video hitting an employee of a Woodland Target store. Entertainment gossip website TMZ first reported the Target incident regarding Williams, who also recently got into trouble with local law enforcement. Target officials haven't confirmed the authenticity of the undated surveillance video posted to TMZ early Sunday morning. In it, a man believed to be Williams is seen from behind hitting a male cashier, who then pulls out his phone and makes a call.
The cashier does, or Cat Williams did?
It says that the cashier did.
Okay.
A second video clip shot by a customer at a nearby check stand shows a man who looks like Cat Williams standing near the employee as he makes a phone call. The man believed to be Williams then walks over to a nearby check stand, gets into a motorized cart, takes a cup from the counter, and drives toward the doors.
That little dude is high as shit.
How little is this dude? Like, I'm
not sure, but he looks like a tiny little munchkin guy. And if you've ever seen any of the movies that he's been in, he talks kind of like, I'm a little person.
Oh, wait, was he on that movie we saw?
No, that was Kevin Hart.
Oh.
Kind of this. different tiny black man.
That's horrible.
You are so white from Missouri.
Don't say that. People are going to think I'm bad.
No, you're just a little white girl from Missouri. Moo.
Moo? M-U.
M-U. Yeah, F-U. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
Florida University? Yes. I would love to be in Florida. It's warm there.
That's not what I was talking about.
I know. Oh, I'm funny.
So we went to see Abraham Lincoln.
That was a week ago. That's why we didn't record on Monday.
Oh, that's true. And what did you think?
I want to know how, like, real it is, like how, like, based on reality it is. Because I really liked it, but then I'm like, wait, is this going to confuse me?
Like, with actual history?
Yeah, like, because
like, he really wasn't a vampire hunter.
That Daniel Day-Lewis, is that his name?
Yeah.
He was amazing. He should totally win an award.
Mm-hmm. I could see it being an Oscar movie, the you quality and the acting, but I wasn't blown away by it like I thought I was going to be. Remember when we went to see Last Christmas, War Horse, and we both were like, oh, that was so good. You know, and I expect Steven Spielberg movies to just be like, ah, oh, blow me away.
I think the story in the Lincoln movie really got me. Like, I'm just like, what's going to happen? Like, it really kept me on the edge of my seat.
You didn't know that he actually got killed in the end?
I knew that he got killed at some point. I didn't know if it was going to happen in this movie. I didn't know what this movie, where this movie was going to end at.
Did you like the way they did it in the end? Because
yeah,
because
it was not like you didn't have to see his brains go against the
wall.
That's
what I was hoping for.
I know. I'm not into that. Like, it was very tasteful. Steven Spielberg, right? Mm-hmm. He did really well. You know, he didn't want Sally Fields to play Lincoln's wife.
I just read that this
morning. She, like, had to fight, like,
said that she was too old and...
Yeah. And she's like, no. And she, like, auditioned and, like,
and he's like, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of lights and HD, and you're going to look
right.
You're going to look bad.
And she looked kind of bad, but she looked like Lincoln looked pretty bad too. But
right.
That was
but
all
they
makeup,
weren't good
right?
looking people.
No, it's not
and
like they
even
had Botox.
Now that they think Lincoln might have had like some kind of birth defect thing that or problem with his face and skull. I'm
he
not
was
sure
an
about
odd looking man.
Mm-hmm. But Mary was not a good looking woman. If you've ever seen.
Yeah, do you think really, like, she felt like she trapped him? Like, remember in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm just the crazy lady that trapped you.
And you should go, and if you want to leave me. And
yeah, and how he was, like, threatening to commit her into crazy town.
I didn't know, except from this movie, that apparently she had a carriage accident that scrambled
how,
her brains a little
how real
bit.
Is this?
We didn't Google. We should
have
Googled.
We gotta get a book. No, we should buy a book. And read it.
You mean like Cliff Notes?
No. An actual book. When was the last time you read a book?
Would you read this book? Because this movie is supposed to be based on a book about his political.
No, I want to read an actual history book.
About Lincoln.
Yes. You look bored. After I read 50 Shades of Grey, that'll be my next book.
How far are you into 50 Shades of Grey? About 48 shades? Or
like 500 pages.
How many shades is that?
I don't. It's a little pink.
Huh?
A little pink. A little embarrassing.
Is it nasty?
It's.
Did they talk about down there?
It's not as nasty as, you know, it's not like a Playboy book. I think it's done well.
Yeah?
Enough.
What's the nastiest part you've read?
I'm not talking about that.
Why?
Because.
You're reading the book.
I know.
Other people have read the book.
And they.
We are the book of the month club right now.
How boring. I really like it. It makes my workout time go by really fast.
So
it's like, whoa, 45 minutes, gone.
Did you read anything that was like, wow, who would have thought to do that?
No, it's a little like, whoa, over the top.
Like what?
Like, whoa.
Like
there's
what?
A naughty room with like some stuff.
Like? Whips and chains and swings.
And carabiners in the ceiling.
The
so
what?
You can be carabiners on the ceiling so you can be suspended.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's freaky.
It is.
Would you do that?
No.
But you like reading about it.
I like the story. It's a boy meets girl.
Right. It's all about Topanga and what's her face. Remember that boy meets girl?
I know where you're getting that from.
What?
That whole Topanga Boy Meets World
Disney
show. I loved that show.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was Corey and Topanga?
Mm-hmm. She was beautiful.
Whatever happened to her?
I think she got fat.
She go to MU?
Know. I really don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened to them. But that was Ben Savage.
Fred Savage's little brother.
And Sean, the boy that played Sean, he was the bad boy with the semi-long hair. And he was the cute one.
Every sitcom in the late 80s, early 90s had to have that character.
Right.
Like Uncle Jesse.
I loved Uncle Jesse.
That same kind of...
I loved him.
I'm a little bit of a bad boy, but I'm really not.
I thought it was so strange when they put Uncle Jesse with Rebecca. Was that her name?
I don't remember.
That was his wife. And they had twins.
Oh, the one, Lori Loughlin or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That I was like, what? Like, calmed him down.
Because he was on his way to 50 Shades of Grey.
He's a bad boy. I don't know what Rebecca Romijn was thinking.
By dumping him?
Yeah.
And you know, now she's with...
a dude.
Yeah, that guy from Stand By
Show.
Me.
Yeah.
He was the little fat kid in all the movies, and then he got better looking. I liked him on that show, but the lawyer show that didn't last long. Remember him and Belushi?
Oh, yes.
I liked that show. And
it was a good show.
It was kind of a same one. But what's that show we like on...
Franklin and Bash?
Franklin and Bash. It was almost the same kind
of
show.
An awesome show. I love Mark Paul Gosselaar. He was Zach in Saved by the Bell, going back to the 90s TV.
You have all your crushes.
You do, too. They're just in magazines, half naked.
Where?
Somewhere in this basement. You're a dork. Yep, at least my crushes keep their clothes on. What?
What's wrong with...
my boyfriend lusting over naked women?
That were in the 80s, and they don't look like that anymore? One of them, I just read about today, that Donna DeErico, she was one of the Baywatch girls.
Yeah, I saw you liked her on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you know why?
Why?
She's, like, turned to a Christian, and she's leading an expedition to go find the Ark.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking at your favorites on Twitter just to make sure. Yep, those are not 80s ladies. No. Mm-mm.
Who are 80s ladies?
The ones in the magazine. But you have the Titty Tuesday that you follow on Twitter. That show naked women that are from current, I think. Yeah.
That's we're talking about the likes on Facebook. Why do you have to go there? What?
What? I'm just, I was going.
Do you want me to go back to?
That's really not. Yeah. Just checking.
You're trying to start fights tonight, aren't you?
No.
Why are you being like this? You know, we try to come down here and do a nice little podcast for
are
people.
Are you getting mad at me?
Make them.
Are you getting mad at me? Okay. Stop getting mad at me.
Stop getting mad for me trying to start a fight.
I'm not trying to start a fight. I just don't understand. Like, if there's always been this double standard. Men can sit and go to strip clubs, which you say you're not a strip club guy, but you obviously like naked women, but...
I'm a guy!
Right. But if I were, like, Googling over naked men, how would that make you feel?
Like you might want some in a little bit?
Not from you, like, if I'm looking at other naked men.
Oh, you're saying if you saw a picture, you'd want that person?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Wouldn't logically, if I was looking at another naked person.
Uh-huh.
Like, how would you even think that I would transfer that to you?
Because you'd be like, oh, my.
So you wouldn't be enough. I'd have to look at another.
Is that what you're saying? I'm not enough? You have to look at naked
men?
Is that what you're saying? What? That's what I just heard. I could play this back for you if you want to.
I know what you're hearing, but you're not trying to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at naked men. But if I did... What do you see where...
I can see where you could start a fight.
Oh, you made this difficult.
I know. Do you think we should go make our chicken?
Are you cutting me off?
Maybe.
You don't want to talk about this anymore?
No, it'll end up in a fight because you've had like that three drink...
Do you see how full the drink is still?
Well, you were the one going, I need to get home and get a drink. I need a drink.
I was telling you how bad my day was. It's one of those days where I need a drink.
And then you pour like a triple and...
I don't drink it.
I don't understand you sometimes.
I don't understand you most of the time.
That's why we do this podcast. So people can try to follow along.
I'm sure they're lost because we're lost.
You know, I bet
we're like the crazy clown car.
Yeah, but people listen to us and they go, wow, they're probably just like us. That's what I think people like about
ladies, tell me about your men and their naked obsessions.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to hear about... I want to know that I'm not the only girl out there that's with a guy that likes to look at naked women. Outside of me.
Would you rather be with a guy that likes to look at naked men?
This has been like a hundreds of years fight, I think. Ever since the brothels back in Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Which you have us watching now.
I love that show.
Just because you like the guy. Again, there we go. He's got long hair. He takes his shirt off.
No.
What was his name?
Sully.
Yeah. And you and my sister were talking about it the other day. Like, he's not as good looking anymore.
And you're not allowed to cut your hair because of it.
That's what y'all both said. He cut his hair and he doesn't look good.
He aged 30 years when he cut his hair.
And it was just the hair.
Yeah. So don't cut your hair.
All right. I promise I won't cut my hair. At least
don't tell your mom
out.
I ever said that.
Well, she's probably going to hear this and know about you looking at naked men now.
Or you looking at naked women. Twitter. What's Twitter?
What's Twitter?
Wow, you made a horrible voice with talking about your mom.
What's Twitter? I wasn't making fun of my mom. I was just making fun of people that don't know what Twitter is in general.
People know what Twitter is.
There's people that are still confused by Twitter. That amazes me. I just don't get it. I got on there, and I sent out a tweet, and I don't get it. I don't
understand.
Nobody
responded. Well, are you following anyone? No.
Go ahead.
Well,
explain Twitter to people.
It's a tit for tat. You got to, follow people, and then they're going to follow you back. It's just like on Facebook. Like, if you don't friend anyone, no one's going to comment on anything you post. You have to follow people. It's like the friend version on Facebook.
Hence, social media. You become social and interact.
And I think with social media, it's been confirmed that I'm pretty antisocial.
Yeah, I don't mean...
Stop following me! Why are you liking my posts?
Why are you liking my photos? This is so weird. Somebody likes my photos.
No. You know what I was talking about. And this has happened on Facebook. Like, you wake up and there's one person has gone through 100 of your photos and hit like on all of them. And you're like, well, someone was bored.
Well, they might have been. That might have been a better statement than, this is weird. People like my photos.
I was sitting there on my phone trying to show you something. And I'm constantly getting notifications of someone liking my photos. And I'm just like, what the heck? It was frustrating me. And our romantic dinner didn't end up being so romantic.
I thought it was very nice.
Let's go to a deli.
You know, I guess we should kind of talk about this, and we'll wrap it up with this. But we went to do...
Hold on. Stop. Okay, so all weekend, we both worked. We worked really hard this weekend.
I'll let you tell this story.
I'll tell the first part, and then you can tell the second. Okay. So this is why I thought of the idea. So Friday night, we both worked. You did your comedy thing. I did my waitress thing. Saturday, we were tired, so we did minimal. And then Saturday night, we both worked again. So Sunday comes around, and I go to do my other podcast, and then you tell me you have a show at the Comedy Works a few hours after my podcast. So I'm like, well, since, you know, we've been busy all weekend, why don't we try and salvage a date out of this weekend and have a nice dinner?
Right.
And there, that's where you could pick it up.
And that's what I heard. Let's have dinner. We'll do a little
date
night is what I heard.
That let's eat is what you heard.
Kind of sort. Let's have a little time together.
And I'm thinking nice romantic dinner, stare into each other's eyes, put butter on bread, feed it to each other.
And I thought, hey, you want to go down and eat at the market on Larimer Square?
A deli.
Yeah, but it's a really good... It's a landmark, and you saw it.
Yeah, you're like, I thought going to a Denver landmark would be awesome.
Yeah, we'd sit at the little cafe-style tables and have some coffee and
Coors Field is kind of a notable place in Denver. Maybe we should just go there next
time. Which one?
Coors Field.
I'd do that. They got pretty good brats there. But your point was men and women just think different and hear different.
Yeah.
Because you were really upset about it. You didn't want to say...
I was not really upset.
You were being
just
Miss Passive Aggressive. You're like, there's nothing. I'm not hungry. You know what?
I wasn't hungry, and nothing there sounded good, and I wasn't going to get something. Well, most of the food looked like it had been out for 12 hours. And I was like, food poisoning does not appeal to me.
Are you slamming the market? The Denver landmark?
Okay, we get to the Comedy Works, and you missed this.
Uh-huh.
Your friend, Ben...
Yeah, Ben Roy?
Yes. He was talking about how he was hungry, and he's like, I would go to the market, but I sit there and nobody serves you and they just sit around twirling their thumbs and it's just not a great place to go. And I'm sitting there going, precisely.
Well, they don't serve you at the market. You have to walk up to the counter. Well, no. Like a
even
deli.
At the counter. And we saw this too. Like, it took a while. We're standing there forever and finally a guy comes up, can I get you something? And then 10 minutes later, your food has been nuked and then served to you.
But it was very good. I really enjoyed my burrito. Remember I said to you,
yes.
This is very good.
Yes.
There's some kind of sweet hot pepper that I'm really enjoying, but you didn't want to enjoy our evening together.
Bologna.
You thought, well, no, I just won't get anything. I'll eat
Subway
later. No,
nothing sounded good. I did not think that at the time. Because then when we walked by Subway, I'm like, a meatball sub that I could burp back in his face in a few hours sounds great.
Oh, and I think we'll wrap it up with that.
All right.
Yeah, you brought it back around.
I did.
You burped in my face on purpose. It was payback, bitches.
Passive aggressive.
Miss Passive Aggressive. Well, thanks for y'all tuning in and listening one more time to
Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets.
We promise we're not really fighting.
We're not really.
I don't want people to think we're having problems.
We aren't?
No.
Huh?
No, we're not having problems.
So this is all make-believe?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you go. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. And we'll try to do this again next week if she doesn't find something else to do. Huh?
You're in Vegas next week.
Oh. Okay, then we might not do it next week because I'm working. Somebody's got to make a living in this house.
Wow.
You're an ass.
You are.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.